your clothes haunted? I do hope not. The Prime Minister has set aside $20 million to boost Australia's capacity to recycle its own waste. Now, this follows COAG commitments to stop sending it overseas. You'll recall that from last week. The venue used to make the funding announcement was a recycling plant in Sydney owned by a road infrastructure company where they turn plastic bags, glass bottles and printer ink into asphalt. It's an impressive venue, but is Scott Morrison's recycling plan impressing those in the know? Well, Gail Sloan is CEO of Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia, and she joins us now. Gail, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
$20 million, what do you make of today's announcement?
Look, the $20 million is part of a package that the coalition committed to before the election. I think the bigger issue for us is that we're on the Prime Minister and the Premier's agendas, as evidenced by last week, and we will finally hopefully get the results and the responses we need to transition Australia towards a recycling and remanufacturing culture.
Why do we export so much of our rubbish?
To be fair, we generate 57 million tonnes. We're exporting about 1.2 million to China. So in the scheme of things, it wasn't a huge amount. But we export because we do not have the onshore demand for recycled products that we really need. And that's what we need to create the demand for, is more recycled input into manufacturing in Australia, and therefore 3 to 4 times more jobs in Australia than we are by exporting.
Is that because of the sort of things that we currently make? Do we need to sort of change gear in some way?
I think we actually need to change the paradigm. That's the most important bit. We actually need to recognise that those things in glass and plastic are oil and sand, and they're actually resources that can be turned back into inputs in manufacturing. Big challenge in Australia is that we prefer to buy cheap Asian imports, with due respect, rather than valuing the creation of jobs and using Australian packaging back into Australian packaging. So that's why we think that as an industry we need to mandate packaging recycled contents and also government procurement of recycled content.
Is the PM right on this number that 12% of our plastic waste is being recycled?
12% across all plastic types. Uh-huh. So not just what goes in the yellow bin. The yellow bin is higher, but not high enough by any stretch.
Okay. So, yeah, well, there's clearly, though, some scope for loftier ambition in that.
Oh, absolutely. And the reality is you're not recycling unless you're buying Australian recycled products, because we actually need to turn it back into a product and put it back onto the shelf and put it back into the bin. And that's what we talk about going circular, because you can buy it over and over again and use it over and over again. If it's designed right at first instance, so we get rid of those soft plastics and other things that we know we can't recover, and we actually put it back into packaging in Australia.
So what should we be looking for in terms of those products that we should be buying to complete that circle?
Well, ideally, we design out those plastics that we know we can't use. The best plastics for reusing and recycling are PET, your water bottles, and HDPE, your milk bottles. They're the two coveted, what they call the gold nuggets. Mm-hmm. We should have a label in Australia that says made from Australian recycled content, because we know that Australians actually want to do that. So we've been calling for that for a while.
So we can just turn those bottles into new bottles. Is that what happens?
Yeah. Yep. If you go to Coles and other places, they've actually got 100% Australian recycled PET bottles on the shelves. So we can do it. We make pizza boxes out of paper in Australia. We actually have a good remanufacturing sector here, but we aren't fully able to develop it because we don't have enough onshore demand for those products.
So if each Australian creates, and I have this figure to hand, 103 kilos of plastic waste a year, how much of that is of the sort of plastic that can be, as you say, reused, you know, in a good way?
Round about 50% of the yellow bin is good plastics. So what we talk about is PET and HDPE. So, and others are sort of problematic plastics. So things like the soft plastics and the other types that we can't recycle as well. So we should preference those materials that are good plastics, but ideally we should look at avoiding packaging and avoiding consumption of things we don't need. We should also think about choosing packaging we can reuse, like your glass jars. Don't put them in the bin. Use them to store other products. So we really should have focused on avoidance and recycling and reuse at first instance.
And the best tactic with that plastic that we can't reuse is just not to use it.
Ideally, and that's why you're seeing South Australia look at an elimination of single use, because single use really is just waste. If you use it once and you throw it away, you're just creating waste, and we don't want to do that.
Gail, thank you so much. There's great opportunity in all of this. Appreciate your time.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Gail Sloan, CEO of Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia. Haunted clothes. That, I think you will agree, is an intriguing and at the same time deeply alarming concept. Well, you're going to hear a bit about that later in this half hour as we venture into the drawing room and meet film director Peter Strickland. His latest film is all about a haunted and homicidal frock.